This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And good morning. Welcome to WCNO Prayer and Share, the last day. It is Friday. And today we are coming to you and asking you to join us if you have not yet in the day of celebration and thanksgiving for the goodness of our God. And so we are going to go right into the scriptures this morning. We're going to go to Psalm 124. And this is an important psalm, I believe. And every prayer and share, I probably would pull this one out at some point. Because to those who do not believe that there is a God, they set themselves up as their own God, and they recklessly commit themselves to a dangerous and destructive life. The scripture says, "What if the Lord had not been on our side?" This is a song for pilgrims, the title gives us, the ascending to Jerusalem, those who were heading up to go to worship, a psalm of David. What if the Lord had not been on our side? Let all Israel repeat, what if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us? They would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. Praise the Lord who did not let their teeth tear us apart. We escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap, listen to this, the trap is broken. It's broken, and we are free. We just came through Resurrection Weekend, and we celebrate the victory that Jesus secured for us. The enemy never won against God. We are the ones who entered into sin, but God so loved us that he gave his Son to come and destroy the trap of the enemy. We are free. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let all Israel say, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Let me ask you this morning, what if the Lord had not been looking after you? I certainly can look back over my life, even before I surrendered and bowed a knee or raised hands in surrender, God was there. God was there. God was there. I look over my life. God has been there. God has been with me from conception in the womb. God has been with me. And I acknowledge that. I didn't see that until I surrendered to Christ. But it was that night. I was 15 years old at Hope Sound Bible Church, camp meeting in February. And it was the last night of camp. It was a high evening of praise, a lot of excitement, a lot of praising, a lot of thanksgiving, a lot of music, a lot of celebration. But in the midst of those few thousand people that were there, there was a 15-year-old kid that had been running from God, and God said, tonight's the night. I was that kid. And it was that night with no altar call, no heavy message to bring fear or emotion. Simply the power of the Holy Spirit arrested my heart and opened my eyes to see the goodness of God. And that night I realized if God had not been on my side, I would have died before I was 15 on several occasions. Well, today we're here to tell you that we serve a good, good God. He is on the throne. The economies of the world and the kings of the world may think they are really something smart. But God mocks and laughs at the insanity of wicked men who would raise their fist against him. God reigns. God reigns. That is absolutely the truth. And so, Father, as we enter into this day, this Friday morning, this last day of prayer and share, Father, we come with our hearts full of praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for a good night's rest. We thank you, Father, that you did not allow the enemy to destroy us. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come that we might have life and have it more abundant. Not just living, but life, abundant life. Father, that's what we have through Jesus Christ. And so today we choose to celebrate the goodness of our God, and we are going to rejoice as much as we possibly can with everything that is in us throughout the entirety of this day. Father, we have absolutely nothing to be concerned about because you rule from the heavens and you also rule on the earth. Thank you, Father, for taking care of our lives. Thank you, Father, for taking care of our children. Thank you, Father, for taking care of our health, for taking care of our households, our marriages. Thank you, Father, for taking care of our businesses, for our finances. Thank you, Father, for taking care of our land. We do ask for mercy and grace upon America. We pray for revival. We pray for an awakening. We thank you that we can actually see the enemy retreating in many areas, and we can see God arising and letting the enemies be scattered. We can see signs of young men and young women coming to Christ, and we can see signs of older men and older women coming to Christ. We see signs of an awakening in our land. We give you thanks and praise for it. Now, Father, we lift up this ministry, WCNO. It's not mine. I don't own one piece of it. It's not any of ours that are here to serve today. It actually is yours, Father. This is your ministry, and we're simply here to serve the King of Kings. And Father, give us wisdom today to know what to say and how to say it, and touch your people today and guide them and direct them, Father, for you truly are Lord of all. And Father, you provide as you desire to provide. And we're going to thank you and praise you without a question in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you want to know, that is my final answer. That is the final answer. Well, we give praise to God. We finished yesterday, and we're going to give the phone numbers out. Let's give those out right now. Then I'll tell you right where we are.
772-221-1100. That's the number to call. 772-221-1100.
And you also can go online. Have to remind David of that. We do have an online access, and it's a little early, David.
It's a little early.
You look pretty much awake.
Well,
I mean awake.
That's appearances.
That's appearances.
Yeah, you can go online to WCNO.com and donate from the homepage, or you can also text WCNO to 24365.
Amen. You can do all of that. You can do all of that, and that is going to be just a hallelujah. Well, praise God. I'm trying to figure out what all I have in front of me. This is just a whole lot of stuff here, and we praise God for it. Amen. Amen. All right. So today is the day that we have an entire family that is bringing a tremendous gift to WCNO. And this comes from the Higgins family, and I'm hopeful that we will at some point be able to bring out an interview with Jim Higgins Sr., because he came and shared with us during our prayer and shares, and they were absolutely powerful times. And so we are hopeful today, if we can find those, Karen, we want to bring some of that out. We also want to bring the blessing song out, because of all the families that I know and of all the songs that I know, this still is the song that just tells me exactly what God wants to do with every one of our families. He desires for us to lay a foundation, maybe like a Noah, build an ark for the salvation of our family, and to be able to see the grace and the favor of God established in our own lives, and then see that established in our children's life, and then see that established in our grandchildren's life. And, well, you might just be able to live long enough to see it established in your great-grandchildren's life. And I see this in the Higgins family, and I pray that what God has started will never stop, that this blessing of God will continue as long as Jesus tarries, and that Palm Beach Iron Works, which has been a place of business for the Higgins family, will continue to grow and will continue to be blessed, and that the offerings that are brought by this family will be received by the Lord, and that the Father will release his gracious favor upon the family. Now, I said all that to say this, that in my hand I have four different letters of donation. I'm going to start with Elsie, who is, she's the senior. And she and Jim Sr., I love the stories of their life, the testimony of their life, the testimony of the establishment of the business, the journey that they had. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that as we move along through the day. And the phone lines are open. We currently are going to start the morning. We're just going to put in all of the donations from the Higgins family. And the challenge is to our large audience to fully match up the gifts of one family. Fully match up the gifts of one family. And we'll see what God does today. This is totally God's work. But from Elsie, we have a $10,000 donation. That is absolutely wonderful. We have a $10,000 donation from Jim, and that is tremendous. That is from Palm Beach Iron Works, and so that is coming in. We have a $10,000 donation from Jim Higgins Jr. That is a tremendous donation. And then we have a $5,000 donation that is coming in from Jimmy and Crystal, and this is a family that has practiced, they've practiced the Word of God, and God has blessed them, and they are bringing, the camels have come to WCNO this morning, and they're loaded with gifts from the hand of the Lord. And I know for the Higgins, they're not looking for a pat on the back, they're not looking for recognition from any men, they are simply wanting to lift up Jesus Christ as high as they can do that. And they have come to us to enable us to be able to do that. However, we can't do it alone, and even with them, we do need each one of you to join us today. And so this is $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, and $5,000. $35,000 in matching funds this morning we bring. All of this we're going to put into the budget. All of it is coming in. The question is, will you bring a dollar to match this family that believe in God and believe that this generation is worth reaching, and that the church is worth encouraging, and that as a believer, it's a time to stand up and not sit down? Will you join us? Let's give the phone numbers again.